Okay, Rabosai, it's a tremendous pleasure to start Masechta Shabbos with you. Tremendous schus. And obviously different than brachos, in that the dapim themselves are shorter, but perhaps need a bit more explanation. The chashuv thing, I think, on daf beis, for sure, aside from learning the daf, is to get the terminology down, because Masechta Shabbos is obviously a completely different animal. Just one thing I'll mention straight off the bat before we get into the Mishnah is that in Hilchos Shabbos, they're generally 98% of the time, and I say that because you have one of the examples that's against the rule in this Mishnah, but you have three definitions. You'll usually have actions, and the Gemara or Mishnah will either say Chayev, Potter, or Mutter. Chayev meaning Chayev Midoraisa. And that scenario, if you do it b'shogeg, so then you are chayv korban chatas. If you do it b'mezid, then you're chayv kares. And if you do it b'mezid and there are edim and asura, then you get skila. Okay, so that's an important information. That's what chayv means. Potter, most of the time, is going to mean potter aval asur, meaning you're potter midoraisa, but it's asur to do so, midorabanan, most of the time. And then mutter obviously is going to be mutter, but those three are important to just realize. Potter doesn't necessarily mean mutter. You'll see in this case in our Mishnah there is a potter that means mutter, and Rashi, you have to always look at Rashi trying to figure out exactly what the deal is. Okay, so the Masechta starts off with Hotzah. Hotzah is actually the last of the Lamates Malachos. If you ever need a list of Lamates Malachos, that's found on Daf Ayin Gimel in the Mishnah over there. Hotzah is last. But the Masechta starts with Hotzah, and Lamaisa, arguably, I guess, the most ink is spilled on Hotzah, certainly if you count Erevin, which is next. Right, that's obviously all about Hotzah. So the question is why, and that's the top Tosfos. And Tosfos gives a bunch of answers. One of them, and just we'll mention quickly, is that Hotzah is a malecha gerua. That's what Chazal call, it's like a lousy or like a mediocre malecha. And there's a machlokas in terms of what that means. But basically, most malachas are creative in nature. Right? You create a fire, you create a dish by cooking, etc. There's some sort of creative action being done. Hotzah is not like that. Hotzah is simply moving stuff from one place to the next. So there's no qualitative change either being done by the person or to the item, and therefore Hotzah is considered a malacha gerua, and perhaps you might have not thought it was a malacha, so the Masechta starts off with that. That is Tosfos' answer towards the end, I think. All right, that's the last answer in Tosfos, and the first Tosfos in Rebbeinu Tam. But okay, fine. And finally, the last thing to intro is that... I forgot. All right. I was going to intro with one more item. Let's see. All right, I totally forgot. Doesn't matter. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says... the Mishnah says, Yitzios HaShavos Shtayim Shehin Arba. There are two cases of Hotzah. There are actually four cases... I remember what I was going to say. Hotzah on Shabbos, there are two types of Hotzah on Shabbos. One is the one we're dealing with in our Mishnah, is taking from Mirashus to Rishus, going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin. As we know, there are four different types of areas in the Hilchos Shabbos. We'll mention it at the end of today's daf. There is a Rishus HaRabin, which we have to define, Rishus HaYachid, which we also have to define, something called a Carmelis, which is an area of either a banan, and then a Makom Ptur, which is a kind of like a free zone. And if you're playing freeze tag, or your kids are playing freeze tag, so that would be home base. Meaning Makom Ptur means something that you're not going to be high of whatsoever. But okay, anyway, there are four areas, and this Mishnah, two different types of Hotzah is taking from Rishus HaRabin through Rishus HaYachid, and vice versa. That would be one type of Hotzah. And another type of Hotzah, which we're not dealing with yet, is carrying Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabin. But that is discussed later on. So this Hatzah that we're talking about, when we talk about Yetzias HaShabbos, that's taking from one Rishus to another, specifically Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin, or Rishus Rabin to Rishus HaYochid. So the Mishnah says that there are two that are actually four, Bifnim, and we're going to have to explain that terminology, V'ushtayim Shein Arba Bachutz, and also two that are four outside. Now, two that are four inside and two that are four outside. Now, what does that mean? So, Ketzad, how does it work out? Ha'ani Ho'me Bachutz, let's say you have a poor person standing outside, excuse me, U'balabayis Bifnim, and the Balabas is inside. We have a lot of people coming in and coming asking for tzedakah. So let's say you know, pretend that I didn't live in an apartment building, but I lived, you know, on the ground floor. So the ani is outside, and the balabais is inside. Now, just quickly before we get to anything, why does it talk about a balabais and an ani, or not just two random people? So I think it's the Bar Tanura who says that you shouldn't think that just because you're doing a mitzvah, giving tzedakah, that you can be Mechal Shabbos. It's that would be a mitzvah above the Avera, right? Even though giving Oni is certainly a big mitzvah, you have to do it in a way, you have to give the tzedakah in a way that's not Mechal Shabbos. So, okay, fine, but I'm sure there are many, many answers to that, but the Lomais in the Mishnah talks about an Oni and a Baal Bais. So, the Oni is outside and the Baal Bais is inside. Poshet ha'ani es yado lifnim. Let's say the Oni sticks his hand through your window, v'nasan l'toch yado, Shel Balabais, and he puts an item into the hand of a Balabais, of the guy standing inside. O Shenotal Mitocha, or the Ani, who stuck his hand through the window, took an item that was in the hand of the Balabais, the Hotzi, and he took it out with him, the Hotzi Ha'ani, and the Ani took it out, Chayev, the Ani is Chayev, the Balabais is Potter, and the Balabais is Potter, and Rashi says, Potter Legamri, he's completely Potter, afilu lechachila. It's completely mutter. This is not one of the cases where it means potter lava aser, but it's completely mutter because the Baal Bais, again, is just literally just standing there with an item in his hand, and the Ani is either, or accepting the item, but the Ani is taking it in or bringing it out. Now, just to clarify what exactly is going on, another point of introduction is that what we're going to see later in the daf, is that to be chayev for hotzah on Shabbos, you need something called an akira and something called a hanacha. You need to akira, oker, uproot the item from its current rishus, and you need to place it, you need to do a hanacha, you need to put it down in the other rishus. So if you're taking, I don't know, a cupcake out from your house and outside, you need to have picked up the cupcake in your house, that's an akira, walked outside, and let's just use for practical cases that, and put it down on your, I don't know, on your the roof of your car or on your mailbox outside in your Rishus HaRavin, that would be Hotzah. But if for whatever reason someone placed the cupcake in your hand and then you brought it outside, that would not be an Akira and a Hanacha. So in this case, why is the Ani Chayiv? Because he did an Akira and a Hanacha. He picked up the item from the Balabais' hand and brought it outside with him, or he brought the item inside and put it down inside on the Balabais' hand, so then he's chayav. Okay, so that's, again, the key to look for in this Gemara, in this Mishnayos, is that you have to do an Akira and a Hanacha to be chayav. Let's say the opposite case. Pasha Balabais es yado l'chutz. The Balabais takes something in his hand and he sticks it outside. V'nasa l'ntoch yado shel ani. And he puts it in the ani's hand. O shenato mitocha. Or he takes it from the hand of the ani who is outside. V'hichniz Balabais. And then the Balabais brings that through the window and puts it into his house. So the Balabais is chayiv, the ani butter. In that case, the Balabais is chayiv because, again, he did the akira and he did the hanacha. Pasha ani es yado l'fnim. Let's say the ani put his hand inside. And the Balabais took it from the Ani's hand. So the Ani did the Akira, but not the Hanacha. The Balabais did the Hanacha, but not the Akira. Or the opposite case, that he put it into his hand, and then the Balabais put it into the Ani's hand, and the Ani took it out. Shneim Paturim, they're both Potter, says Rashi, because they didn't do a full Malacha. Right? That's Rashi, right? Shalom also Ha'echad Malacha Shleima. They didn't do a full malacha. Here, potter, like most of the places in the Gemara, in Shabbos, potter means potter, aval asurin lasos kein lechachila, says Rashi, shema yavo kol echav yachal lasos malacha shleima b'Shabbos. So, but that this case where they're each doing half a malacha, it is asur. There's a lot of lumdus here, but we'll, whether it's a chatzi malacha or a chatzi shir, but we're not going to obviously do that now. So they are both potter. Pashat Balabai says Yodel Lechutz, but not the Alani Mitocha. Oh, Shinosu Lezocha Vehichnis. It's the same case, but the opposite, where both of them are doing half the Malacha. Shnei and Paturim, they're both Pot. Now, says the Halakha Gemara. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, at the beginning of Maseches Shavuos, it says, Shavuos, we're going to read the Mishnah, and then we'll come back and explain each case. Shavuos, Shtayim Sheim Arba. Just like we started our Masechta, Shavuos, oaths, and we'll explain in a second, are also Shtayim Sheim Arba. Flip the page on the base. Yedias Atumah, Shtayim Sheim Arba. No, Yedias Atumah is also two that's really four. And Maros Negoyim, Shtayim Sheim Arba, and Negoyim, Saras, is also two that's really four. And Yetzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Sheim Arba. And Hotzah on Shabbos is also two that's actually really four. Maishna Hocha, the Tani Beis Shehein, Dalet Bifneim, Beis Shehein Arba Bachutz, so ask the Gemara, and we'll get to the answer in a minute after we explain all these items. Why does the Mishnah here go ad nauseum with the explanations of 2 and 4, whereas by the Mishnah Shavuos, it just says all these things are 2, which are really 4, and doesn't elaborate. Here, in our Mishnah, it says, it seems the Shabbos is 2, they're really 4, there's 2 inside, there's 2 outside, about mice, money, etc., etc. So the Gemara is going to spend Amud Beis trying to figure out that answer, but let's just clarify what those items are. Shavuos is talking about Shavuos Bitui. Rashi explains that basically it's usher for you to make a Shavua. If you make it's not appropriate. But if you make a Shavua that you're going to do something, and then you do not, right? Rashi writes either La Ra or La Hetiv. Right, someone who says, I'm going to eat this, or I'm not going to eat this, and then you violate that Shavua, you're chayav with something called a korban olev yorid. That's a korban that's based on your economic standing. If you're wealthy, you bring X, and if you're not wealthy, you bring Y, okay, without going into details that I honestly escape me at the moment. I forget exactly what you have to bring, but it depends on how wealthy you are. You have to bring a korban. Okay, there are two types of shvuas. The two shvuas that are in the pasuk, that are beferish in pasuk, are in the future, that either you will eat or you won't eat. But what's for? What is really the extra cases? Rashi writes, you add two more from a ribui, l'sha'avar. That's something that if you swear about something that happened in the past, either you did eat or you did not eat in the past, so that would be four cases where you would actually have a shvua that if you violated, you have to bring a korban. Yedias HaTumah, what is that? So the din is that if you knew you were tameh, then you forgot, and you either ate kudshin or you went into the mikdash, which both of which are usher to do when you're tameh, and then you found out again at the end, Yedias HaTumah, then you realized that you had been tameh when you did whatever activity that you did, so then you would also have to bring a korban olav yoreid. And the two cases that are beferish and pasuk that are shtayim are whether you, when you forgot about the tumah, and either you ate kudshim or you went into the Beis HaMikdash. What's the arba? What's the two extra cases that we learn out? Is that if you knew you were tameh, but you forgot that you were either eating kudshim or were in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you forgot that the meat, right, if you knew the meat was kudshim, you forgot the meat was kudshim, ate it while you were tameh, and then you realized again that the meat was kudshim at the end, so then you would bring a korban, and same thing with being in the Beis HaMikdash. Maros Negoyim, that is different types of tzaras. The two ones that are the two cases there that are beferish and pasuk are se'es and baheres. Se'es is different. They're basically different shades of white. If you want to check it out, Rashi writes shehin arba. And the two other cases, what's the four? Is that there are toldas of those cases that are called sapachas, which are also different shades of white. Rashi breaks it down for you over there. And then Yetzias HaShabbos, which is two that are four. That's our case. So the Gemara says, Maishna Hacha, why over here do we elaborate about all of the cases of Hotzah as opposed to over there? So back in the Gemara, we are five lines in. Why the Sulo over there, we don't say anything. So Hacha, the Gemara says over here, the Iker Shabbos who, because this is our topic is Shabbos, so therefore Tani Ovos, the Tani Toldos. We talked about the Av and we talked about the Tolda. Now, just to be clarified, an Av is something that is found for all our intents and purposes right now. An Av is found in the Mishkan, and a Tolda is a similar action that was not found in the Mishkan. But just to be clear, both are Asur Midoraisa. I think maybe the misnomer that toldos on Shabbos are not asur midoraisa, that is false. Toldos on Shabbos are just as asur as avos. There is a nafkamina we'll talk about later. There's some nafkaminas later on, maybe perhaps in terms of asra. But okay, anyway, lamaisa. Over here, we talked about avos and toldos because this is what our topic is Shabbos, so we went into depth about it. But hasam over there in Shavuos, the lavikir Shabbos, that we're not really talking about Shabbos, we're talking about Shavuos. So avos tani, toldos lo tani. It only taught us the avos, it didn't mention the toldos. As the Gemara says, I don't like that answer so much. Avos ma'inihu, what are the avos? What's the av malacha for otsa? That's yitzios, that's taking something outside. The yitzios, trehavim, but there are only two cases of yitzios, right? Going out of the house, right? Either from the perspective of the Baal Bais or the Oni. So how does that work? I mean, you're telling me the Shtayin Shein Arba b'fnei, the Shtayin Shein Arba b'chutz, so if we're only talking about the avos here, that should be less. There are really only two of them. V'chitema mehem l'chayev mehem l'pater, and if you tell me, well, yeah, we're mentioning some cases where you're chayev and some cases where you're pater, v'adum yedemaras n'gayim katani. No, because we're all teaching all four of these halachos together, and they all must be similar to each other if you're mentioning them together in the Mishnah. Shabbos must be similar to Tzaras. Ma'hasam kulam l'chiyuva, and by Tzaras, if you have any one of those four white shades of blemish on your skin, you're going to be a mitzora. So afacha kulu nami kulu l'chiyuva. So to here must be that all the cases in the Mishnah, the two that are four, you're going to be chayev in a scenario. So Elas, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Hakha Dekar Shabbos Hu. So Rav Papa answers a little differently. Here, well, the topic is Shabbos. Tani chiyuva upture. So we have both. We have chiyuvim and we have pture. Hasim over there by Shavuos, the Lavikar Shabbos Hu, where the topic is not really Shabbos. Chiyuvim tani pture lo tani. We talked about the times you're going to be chayev, but not the times you're going to be pater. So we talked about two that are four, that, yeah, okay, in some of these cases you're chayev, in some of these cases someone else is pater. So Gemara says, wait a second. Chayuvi ma'inihu yitzios. The only time you're going to be chayev if you go from one rishos to another, if you bring motzi something. And yitzios tarte havyon. And there are only two. There's not two that are four. There's shtayim do tzav and shtayim do achnasa. That's the teretz, actually. And the Gemara says, well, there are only two yitzios. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shtayim do tzav and shtayim do achnasa. Two bringing in and two leaving the house. Right? From the depending on whose perspective you're talking about. Gemara says, "Ah, my yitzios katani." Doesn't the Mishnah only talk about yitzios taking something out of the house? So Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotsa Karilei. No, so the Tana is also calling Hachnasa by the name of yitzia. That even bringing something in is going to be called a yitzia for our purposes. Mimai, how do you know me? It's not because we learned the Mishnah. Hamotzi Rishus L'Rishus Chayev. Someone who brings from one Rishus to the next, so you're Chayev. So that's how it's up. Milo askinon to come out of Rishus Rabban to Rishus Ayachin. Is it not a case where you're going from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Ayachin for Gankari Le Hotsa? Nah, in that scenario, you call it a Hotsa. Right? Because the Gemara says, Hachnasa Namichayev. Rashi says, Hachnasa Namichayev. Like the Mishnah says, Ani Chayev and the Katani Hamotzi. Right? You see from the Mishnah, from the fact that the examples that we give in the Mishnah, that the Ani brings something, Hachnasa, into the house, so you're also Chayev there, so it must be that you're going from Shusha Rabban to Shusha Yochid, and it's also calling it Otsa, so therefore Yitzios is referring to Otsos and Achnasos. The time of my, why is this true? This is the reason that we talked about before. Kol Akiras Chayfet Bimkomo Tana Otsa Karile. Anytime you're going to have an Akira from its place, whether you're in Shusha Rabban going to Shusha Yochid, or you're in Shusha Yochid going to Shusha Rabban, anytime you uproot an item from its place, that's going to be called Otsa. Amaravina masnisa nami deka, and it makes sense. The language in our Mishnah is medayik, is meduyak. It's specific because the Gatani we said yitzios become a far shachnasa on the altar. What does it say? Yitzios a shabbos shtayim shneim arba. What's the first case? Ha'ani omi bachut so balabais b'fnim poshen ani yadu b'fnim v'nasa l'toch yadu shabalabais. The first case we give is a case of achnasa. So it must be that when the Mishnah said Yitzios, it was also talking about Hachnasos and Shema Minah. We see from here that that's a good proof. That's a good answer. Rava says a completely different answer, and he just gets one line, and that's we'll finish. Rava Amar Rishuyos Katani, that Yitzios is not talking about actions, it's talking about domains. That Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim, that the Rishuyos, right, we mentioned before, that there are actually four Rishuyos in Hilchos Shabbos. Rashi writes, just to get you the language, right? Rishul Shtayim, Rishul Seyach, and Rishul Rabin. There are two Rishuyos that are really chashuv here, that are Rishul Rabin, Rishul Seyach, Shehein Arba, Bifnin. And Kolomar, in other words, Al Yidehin Yishlecha Arba Isurim. Through the two Rishuyos, through the two Yitzios, i.e. Rishuyos, through the two areas, you end up with four Isurim. Bifnim ukrein da bachutz, umehem lechiv umehem lepetur, v'ayid shvuos kula lechiyuva. And says Rava that the case in Shvuos is only talking about chiyuvim, but over here you have chiyuv and petur. We go back to one of the answers we suggested before. But the Shtai Yitzios is talking about Rishuyos, and that ends up, menafkamina, with four Isurim. Meaning, depending on where the item is. Meaning, in which way the balabayas or the ani is going. Okay. Seder. Very good. That was an exciting first half. And it's a shame we'll go weiter tomorrow. Tomorrow's then is Esther.
Let's see.